Hey everybody, it's the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and you are watching the weekly Ringer series here on clanofthegreywolf.com. Now I am up here surviving in the snow past Snowmageddon, and it's snowing right now as a matter of fact. But we're braving the elements to bring you the weekly Ringer here today as always. Lots to get to. We're going to talk about the question from last week, which was a doozy. Many of you really stepped up to the plate. I read several half novels about last week's question about the awesomeness of Chrono Trigger, and lots to talk about there, folks. If you were looking for a short ringer this week, I think you're going to be very, very disappointed. I just have a funny feeling this thing's going to go on for a little while, so just bear that in mind as you continue on into the vortex that is the weekly ringer this week. Okay. Got to do that. Got to wrap that question up. Give you a few reasons about why I think that game is so awesome, and do a little reflecting on it. But then I want to get started on a conversation for next week that has to do with some of the upcoming systems, because we're starting to see a lot of these announcements come out now that are about the brand new consoles that are going to be available starting at the end of this year. So we're going to have a question about that for next week, which I think should be pretty exciting as well. All right. As I always like to do, I like to be able to welcome the new members to our little community here. Now, we have a lot of new members to the community that you know, join and register, but it's very few of you step up to the plate and actually want to have a question and answer time, which is what keeps the Clan of the Grey Wolf going. As you know, your answers to my questions, and then your suggestions of other questions I should ask, really do keep the weekly ringer going. So, I like to welcome people that brave the, the commentary border, if you will. They step over that line and make the comments that keep the show going. It takes a little bit of a different gear, I think, to probably do a little of that. So I want to invite, or I actually welcome the people that have just recently joined the community. So firstly, we have Anatory Lizard. Welcome to you. I think that's really cool. It's a neat name. Welcome and thank you for your comments. Also, Markies. Thank you for you. Glad to have you on board. Glad to have both of you on board. Thank you for being a part of the Weekly Ringer, and look forward to your comments moving forward into perpetuity in the future, as long as there is such a thing as the Weekly Ringer. Okay, we got to get down to brass tacks here, because this is very important, right? I mean, I asked a question last week that I knew was going to be a doozy. I knew it. I knew it when I asked it. So, just to recap a little bit, one of the things that I came up with a while back was the idea of I could ask you every once in a while about why something in video games that is generally accepted to be something amazing is so amazing. The first such questions I asked you about Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which brought a great response from you. The second question, the one for this week that I asked, was why is Chrono Trigger so awesome? A lot of varied and many responses, but I'm going to get into a few ideas as I do now that are kind of running through every single one of the arguments. The first is that, let me say this too. The first thing I was going to talk about is the idea that several of you made a comment that you don't think that Chrono Trigger is all that awesome. And to you, I say you're absolutely crazy. So let that one sink in for a little while. That might not be a very popular opinion among the community, but you know, to the thought that Chrono Trigger is not awesome, I simply respond, "What? Of course it's awesome. Don't be ridiculous." But several of you did levy a lot of interesting critiques of Chrono Trigger, which I completely and totally accept. Listen, why something is awesome doesn't mean why it's perfect or that it is perfect, because it's not a perfect game. I don't think there is a perfect game out there. At least I haven't been able to find one. So, you know, if we're really getting down to brass tacks and we really want to, you know, critique something, you know, in terms of nitpicking, then there's something we can do for every one of those games. In the world, really. But with Chrono Trigger as well. It's not a perfect game. I didn't say, why is Chrono Trigger the perfect game? I said, why is it awesome? And the real answer, I think, drives in a lot of different reasons or a lot of different places, and I'm going to get into some of that, of why, because you guys brought it up, why I think it is revered the way that it is, because I don't think there's any question about it. Go to any gamer conference, go to any, you know, gaming website worth its salt, go to any video game journalism website and ask around about Chrono Trigger, and all you're going to get are a ton of people going, that is one of the best games I've ever played. That is absolutely, fundamentally, undeniable, and it's why I asked the question. All right, that was number one. Number two, one of the reasons that I saw really emanating throughout the entirety of the argument was the idea of refinement. And this is one of the reasons that that Chrono Trigger is so well respected and revered, because it is a refined video game. They did a ton of work in terms of polish, in really trying to make a very tight experience for the gamer. There's not a lot of looseness. There aren't loose ends and broken, you know, trees around in terms of, you know, how the game plays out. It's very, very tight. It's very seamless. And it's very, very well polished. That's something I think almost the entirety of everyone out there commenting agreed upon. It is a polished game, top to bottom. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And that tends to be kind of one of the things that make it so awesome. But I think there are a lot of refined games out there that have really terrible concepts that aren't necessarily awesome. And so that might be one vector, but we will move on. The second thing that came up a lot, especially among you haters out there, is the idea that Chrono Trigger really isn't that great, because really the only reason we like it is because of our rose-colored glasses. It was a part of our childhoods. It was something that we grew up with, and therefore, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or He-Man or any number of different Power Rangers, whatever the case, whatever you want to look back and take a look on, it probably isn't all that wonderful if we just remove those rose-colored glasses and we take another look at it. And I just have to say, I totally understand what the critique there is. There are so many things that are like that. There are so many things that really don't age well with time or age with your maturity. So they don't grow up with you, for example. And I think Chrono Trigger is fundamentally not one of those things. I think the game has aged tremendously well. I believe that's why it's so popular on things like the DS when it gets re-released. I think it is in many ways one of the fundamental JRPGs that one could possibly reach out to play as an example of the genre in and of itself. And I think part of the reason that the tight packaging of the game works so well is because the game itself is timeless in a sense. It's not a, and I say that not in an ironic sense, that, I mean, obviously the game focuses around time and time travel, but I mean this in terms of it being a timeless classic. It is a game that I think pretty much anyone that I've ever exposed to that could pick up a controller, if they sat down and started playing Chrono Trigger, they are immediately engrossed by a lot of things that you guys talked about. So that rose-colored glasses notion came up quite a bit. I just don't buy it. That is kind of showing you my cards a little bit in terms of where my argument's going to be about why Chrono Trigger is so awesome, but I don't mind, because I just don't, I do understand the rose-colored glasses argument. I just don't buy it. I don't think nostalgia is what makes this game great. And to prove it, I actually plugged the sucker in and started playing it again over these last week or two. And I have to say, it is just as enjoyable today. It is just as fun to jump into now as it has ever been. And I think anyone that that likes to play video games will like to play Chrono Trigger. And even people that don't like to play Chrono Trigger. So those were a couple things I went through. There were more, but they were contained inside your comments. So without further ado, I'll jump into the comments part of our little show here. Carrara 2 got us kicked off this week, talking about the storyline and the characters being at the heart of why Chrono Trigger is so awesome. Now, I'm not sure about the storyline as much. I think there are some complaints that are legitimate against the storyline of Chrono Trigger. I wouldn't say it's the strongest story of any JRPG I've ever played. Now, is it an engrossing storyline? Yes, I think it is. But at the same time, it kind of only plays to the stereotypes, the archetypes of the genre, right? You have this really bad thing that's going to destroy the world, and it's evil and big and bad, and you have this kind of, uncaring and, the kind of, unwilling not necessarily shy, but slow to draw hero that emerges over time to kind of step up against this, the chosen one, as it were. And you have, I think, a kind of bland storyline that just kind of brings you along in a very linear way. But where I think that point by Kurara 2 does make some sense is the characters. Because I think the characters are very deep in this game. I think what's more is that they embody a particular style that I think fits the game very well. In other words, nothing really feels out of place. Have you ever played a Final Fantasy game where you just felt like there was a character or characters that just didn't fit with the overall kind of vision of the game? I can think of a lot of those. Have you ever played a JRPG or an RPG, for a matter of fact, even Western RPGs, for example, even in something like Skyrim, where you felt like something didn't quite fit? I don't think there's anything like that in Chrono Trigger. Everything just kind of fits in its own place. Do you need every single character to finish the game? No. Do you have to use every single character to finish the game? No, absolutely not. Could you, basically completely cut people out of the game and still complete it and have fun and have a wonderful, wrapped up, tight, enjoyable package? Absolutely. But I think every character has a place, and I think if you spend time in it, if you're willing to spend some time kind of fleshing that out, I think you will never, ever be disappointed in that regard. I think that they each embody a particular element of the game that is fun, exciting, and really complements the entirety of the package. That is very important. Not a lot of games do that, folks. So I want you to appreciate the fact, and I think Kurara 2 is pointing toward it, that the characters of the game, the characterizations contained in the game, I think surpass the storyline as being something very engaging. You want to engage with these characters. They're fun, they have personality, and at the end of the day, that is what I think makes good characterization. Nobody is monolithic. They just have, well, maybe except for Frog, but you just want to engage with these particular characters, and I think it's fun, and I think that's why people like it. Sonic Rose talked about the idea of the deep combination, the kind of deep technique gameplay that is in Chrono Trigger, specifically with the techniques and the sword techniques, those kinds of things. And I think that's a very good point. Part of the reason why I think the characterization works so well is because it becomes kind of imbued with the battle system. It feels complementary. The battle system feels complementary to the game. It doesn't feel, as many of you pointed out, as a separate kind of universe within which you just kind of have to separate yourself from what's happening in the overworld or whatever the case might be. And I think the deep combination possibilities that go into the battle system are a very key part of that. If you think about the idea of being able to make different combinations with different characters, that's a really cool concept. Not something that's necessarily been or hasn't been done before. It of course has been done before and has been done many, many times since. What I think you will find, though, is very, very rarely is the system so deep but still so simple to use, so easy to understand, and so varied in terms of combination. A lot of games really don't have a tremendous amount of payoff to do the kind of combinations and to learn the things you can learn by trying to do techniques with combinations of characters at different times. Chrono Trigger was a very rewarding system of using those techniques, becoming competent in them, and then utilizing them at the right time and the appropriate time in battle. I think there were limitations in that regard. I didn't say it was perfect, but I think it definitely does a better job than 9 out of 10 games you will find out there that have this kind of a system built into its combat. I just think it does a tremendous job with that. And at the end of the day, I think it is a part of what sets it apart from even other JRPGs, which, let's face it, there are a lot of them, and a lot of them try to do this kind of thing, where they have a series of combinations of characters and overlapping capabilities that somehow create synergies beyond the sum of its parts. And I think, you know, while there's no shortage of them, I think Chrono Trigger stands alone, maybe even, at the very, very top of the heap in that regard. So great point by Sonic Rose. Good thing to point out there, I think. Jofo mentioned something that was also very popular, and the idea that it really is open to anyone. I can't emphasize this enough either, guys. Chrono Trigger really does appeal to people that are not gamers. And if you want to test my principle on that, I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, your grandmother, right? That's a different experience altogether. But anybody that has been accustomed to great storytelling in terms of films and TV, people that kind of get engrossed in things in general, I think are going to like this game. If they are someone that appreciates good interactive or good experiences in cinema, good experience in film, good experiences in television, then I think they're really going to enjoy Chrono Trigger. And they don't necessarily at all have to be gamers. That is a key accomplishment and very, very difficult to do, specifically for an RPG. This was the glory day of RPGs, by the way, on the Super Nintendo. It was right at the end of the Super Nintendo's life. So in many ways, it was kind of it stuck right in the middle of the end of the era of the Super Nintendo JRPG, the 16-bit JRPG, and what was to come, which was for a while, actually, kind of a crap fest of trying to figure out how to translate that experience into 3D in the 32-bit era. And I think, at the end of the day, one of the reasons that Chrono Trigger has the benefit of being where it is because it is so open, it is so easy to get into, and it is so fun for people that don't, you know, necessarily play a lot of games. So it's a very important part of the whole experience, and I couldn't agree more. Mog mentioned something that I think really does speak to the brilliance of this game. And that is that it's not just that it has a lot of cool features and factors. There are a ton of games out there, guys, that have maybe a cool gimmick, a great mechanic, a cool character, maybe a great storyline, great music, you know, a particular sequence or level that's awesome. But very few games balance all of those things together to create such an incredible, balanced, and tight system that is fun to play. Mog points out that it is the balancing of all of these aspects that make Chrono Trigger so awesome. Couldn't agree more. I think that is a big, big part of it. It isn't just the fact that the characters are engaging, the storyline's cool, that the music just kind of grabs you and pulls you into the game, that there is an experience to be had in terms of the open world, in terms of the, I think, very well implemented battle system that doesn't get nearly as tired in many places as other JRPGs. I think the balancing of all those things together is very, very important. And I think it really is a key aspect of what sets this game apart and why Chrono Trigger is awesome. Marquis talked about the fact that this is a gateway RPG. This piggytails off of Jofo's comment about it being open to everyone. Here's what I'll say about that. I think if you want to get someone to play JRPGs, the first game you give them, or even RPGs in general, and we had several conversations about that I thought were very, very interesting, by the way. And I want to compliment several of you out there for talking. It doesn't really pertain to the question of this week, which is why I'm not talking about them, but I want you to trust me in that I read every word of it. I think it's a tremendous argument that you guys were, a discussion you guys were having about how we really this speaks to how we categorize RPGs. And I think there are cool questions to be asked about future Weekly Ringers that I want to ask specifically about that. I've written them down and I'm going to ask about them in the future. So thank you for that. I want to compliment you guys on that conversation. But if you're going to turn people onto RPGs in general, I think the first game that you expose people to is not Final Fantasy VII, it's not Final Fantasy VI, it is Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger is not the most complicated and difficult game in the universe. In fact, many of you complain that it's way too easy. It's not maybe the most engrossing story you're ever going to find out there, but it is very, very fun, and it does kind of bring you in. You do want to affect the universe, and you want to save the universe, which in the end is kind of important if you want to jump into this game. The characters might not be the best characterizations in the world, but they are damn, damn good. And of all the things that come together, I think it is such a balanced product, as we talked about, it becomes a gateway RPG. People will play it and they'll say, man, this is a cool concept. I need to play more of these things. And then you bring them on to several of the, any of the other kind of RPGs that you want to jump into. This is a gateway RPG. And I think it is a part of what makes Chrono Trigger so awesome. Not just the fact that everybody can play it, but the fact that it leads everybody to really enjoy this kind of genre. And if you're going to bring people into it, this is par excellence, in my mind, representative of the golden age of the JRPG. There is nothing that is quintessentially more of a JRPG of this era than Chrono Trigger. So if you're going to bring people in, then there you go. Cobaltium talked about the idea of pioneering the open world concept. Welcome back to you, by the way, Cobaltium. Or should I say Commander Cobalt? Anyway, absolutely 100% agree with this concept. This game, yes, it still follows a very linear progression in terms of your storyline. There's not a lot of ways that you can mess with the degree in which the story progresses. You can't. But here's something you can do. You absolutely positively can explore this game in ways that I don't think was really available to any, especially JRPG, before, and has really become a staple of many, many games since, and that is the open world sandbox of really do whatever you want to do. I think what happens at the same time with a company like Bethesda is that they take that idea to the extreme, even though, as I think Maze pointed out, you know, even something like Daggerfall, which is tremendously huge and has unbelievable amounts of depth in terms of where you can go and what you can do, at the end of the day, you know, the storyline remains, it's kind of an illusion of a sandbox, which I think in many ways is the same kind of thing you see with Chrono Trigger. It's a little bit of an illusion of a sandbox, but they're flirting with the idea. It's one of the first games to really do this, and I think it does it very well. You forward, you know, your thought is, well, what if I go to this place at this time and then find out if it's available? You end up traveling there, and next thing you know, you've found a new item because of your ingenuity. You've discovered a new, you know, sequence that your characters can go through. Whatever the case might be, folks, that all the combinations of places and all the locations of times and your capability and freedom of movement to really move between all of them is, I think, spectacular and something that was never duplicated, especially on the NES. I'm sorry, the SNES, but even forward into the 32-bit, you know, realm, where you have something like Final Fantasy VII that really embraces very strongly the concept and the open world nature of Chrono Trigger, and something that I think doesn't get copied very well moving forward. I think it is a big part of what makes this game awesome. Mr. K, tied up in a nice bow, exactly the thoughts of all of us, which is that the music of Chrono Trigger is one of the best soundtracks of all time. There's no question about that. I don't think any of you that have listened to this soundtrack of this game or have played this game at any length would say that the music is a hindrance to this game. It is one of the things that makes it amazing. Every once in a while, there is a masterpiece of it of this kind. And this game represents, I think, not necessarily the peak form, even for the JRPG, which I think happens more along the lines of, you know, Chrono Cross, the quasi-sequel to Chrono Trigger, which I think the music is even better, because at that point, one of the great things about being in a CD system is you really, really can embrace the digital nature of sound, the full-blown instrumental recording capabilities that you can demonstrate inside of a PlayStation with CD quality music versus, you know, through a sound processor chip in previous generational systems like the SNES. The music in this game is quite simply awesome and does things that I think you will very, 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 very rarely find in a 16-bit game. It is, as I would say, almost universally good. There are very, very few tracks that become, repetitive and boring or even annoying. The battle theme does wear on me more than a lot of games do, but the music in general is just awesome. It so well complements the style and the art of this game that I think also, many of you talked about that as well. And that is that there is a style to this video game. Make no mistake. There is, even though it's 16-bit graphics, right? You're looking at beauty, and I think the apex of the form of artistry that the Super Nintendo generation was capable of. You're seeing it in Chrono Trigger, and it is something that has been replicated now with the kind of renaissance of the two-dimension side scrollers and the kind of 16-bit era graphics that have been kind of brought back into style with contemporary games, indie games, and the like. You're seeing that style get really, emulated elsewhere. The music complements that so incredibly well. You will never find a game with more introspective, more kind of relaxing, but still more really very engrossing and engaging music. The way that the music complements the style is something you do not normally find inside games. That is reserved for some of the very best names, which, I mean, there's no question. There are plenty of amazing composers. Nobuo Uematsu, actually, it's debated how much work he actually did on this game, but finished the soundtrack to this game. So in many ways, you have two of the legends of video game soundtracks working together on the same soundtrack, or at least complementing each other's capabilities there. And I think that really shows in terms of the beauty and the overall packaging of this game. So I challenge you to find another game that does that as well, but outside of maybe Final Fantasy VI on the Super Nintendo. It just doesn't happen. So I think saying something about the music and the style is very, very important. Physics of video games is going to finish us off today with the idea of, this is something very important, and the reason why I even asked this question bears, I think, some origin in this concept, and that is that people that know video games still talk about Chrono Trigger 20 years later. That is very, very important, okay? So the idea that we don't talk about a lot of the games that were on Super Nintendo, and if you that were out there, was a part of the marathon, saw a lot of games you probably didn't even realize existed for Super Nintendo. But they did, and we don't talk about those games. The only time that anybody even talks about them is kind of in, you know, dark places where Super Nintendo is still kind of, you know, the ruler of the roost, and they're kind of living in the past. That's the only time they talk about those games. Very, very few games survive that kind of test of time, and the reason why is because they are, I think, timeless. It is indicative of their timelessness. And in that regard, Chrono Trigger is still being talked about. It is still one of those games that is absolutely fundamentally undeniable and is still out there. As I said, go to a video game website, go to your favorite forum, go to a convention about video games, and start talking about Chrono Trigger, and everyone in the room will light up and start talking about it. And the people that haven't played it will start to feel left out, because everyone else that knows anything about video games has played it, is playing it, and continues to revere it for what it is, whether they got into gaming 5 years ago or 25 years ago. That is important. The fact that people are still talking about it is a reason why it is so awesome. And I think those things kind of reflect on each other and build the legend of this video game. So, folks, those are your thoughts. Obviously, there were a lot more than that, but I just wanted to give you, as I always do, the greatest hits. Let me jump into a couple other things that I want to mention. One is, I don't think it's deniable that this game is a work of art. It is a masterpiece. It is one of the best examples, if not the best example, of what the Super Nintendo is capable of and what the generation of the Super Nintendo was capable of doing. In that regard, I think many of the things that you guys talked about are important as to why. Excuse me. But I will say that for my money, in terms of what is important to me, several of the things we've already talked about are important, but what is the most, what, if I had to eliminate it down to one particular idea that really showed me what I like about this particular game and why I think it's indicative of the genre, it is because it is the kind of the perfect package. I'm going to agree with the idea that it is the perfect package. It comes together as a kind of symphony does. So here's the thing, guys. A lot of games come together as a train wreck, right? One of the reasons that Chrono Cross doesn't get all the love that I think it deserves is because it feels in many ways like too many things kind of came together from different places, and they just kind of ran into it at the very end, and they had to kind of tie it in a bow and throw it out there. Chrono Trigger doesn't feel like that at any level or in any way. How many games have you played, guys, over the last 5, 10, 15 years that felt like they just kind of got cobbled together? Someone had a great idea. I got a great concept. It's an open world, and we're going to drive tanks, and we're going to blow shit up. Okay, cool ideas, and then they wrap it in something like James Bond or, maybe not even a license, but, robots in space, right? Those are all cool ideas, but you start to throw all those things together, and they're never really baked 100%. So you end up with, the half-baked concept that never really plays itself out. Chrono Trigger is so awesome to me because it is fully baked. It doesn't need anything additional tying to it. All the pieces that go into it are synergistic, as in they're just a part of why it's great, but they make it more great than just kind of that one element. All those things complement each other and make the game that much better. Folks, that might sound ridiculous, but at the end of the day, that is a complete and total rarity. That does not happen in video games very often. And if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we realize that there are very, very, very few games that get this 100% right. And I think we need to celebrate those kinds of games. And I think Chrono Trigger is one of them. It just gets everything right. It might not do it to perfection. It might not be the best, but it gets all of those things right. It knows what it is. It's unabashed about what it is. And I think if more games had that kind of synergy and had that kind of communication in the process, there would be a lot fewer bad games out there, and there'd be a lot more, good games or even better games than there are out there right now. But at the end of the day, folks, as we've said many times here on the Clan of the Grey Wolf, it takes really crappy games sometimes to understand really good ones. And any of you watched the Marathon knows my feelings about something like, say, I don't know, Lester the Unlikely. The more Lester the Unlikely's out there, the more that we realize how much we absolutely love something like Chrono Trigger. And after all, that's what gaming is all about, enjoying those great games. And that's why we're here at the Clan of the Grey Wolf, to enjoy those great games that have been made throughout history. So that is going to wrap up my conversation about Chrono Trigger. And I didn't even mention many of the characters by names or any of the themes. But you know what? Let's talk about some of the themes here real quick. You have the theme of friendship and cooperation, which I think is very much a part of this game. You have a theme of the kind of unwilling hero that makes a difference. You have a theme of the kind of band of brothers that I think is cool in this game. There are lots of interesting things that are happening. You know, the way that war and technology can ravage the landscape, and the ways that those things can really affect time. But you know what else is a cool theme about Chrono Trigger? It's that if we keep kind of taking the lens back, and we keep kind of zooming out, what we realize is that there are epochs that go on, but that there's a kind of circular nature to time, that these things kind of, continue, that we're all just kind of a part of something a lot bigger than ourselves. I think that's a big theme in Chrono Trigger, and I think it's also one of the reasons why this game is so awesome. So, ingest that. Think about all those things. I think any number of the things that we've talked about are probably partially responsible for the reason why Chrono Trigger is so awesome, but I think, as I said from the top of the show, I don't think it's undeniable. The game absolutely is awesome. So take that. Okay. I hope I made my point. Did I make my point? Good. It only took me 30 minutes. Anyway, folks, we sit on the precipice of a new epoch. You like that? That's a segue. That's what we call a segue. A new epoch of video gaming. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But one of the things that is for sure is that we have all of the major companies. Nintendo's already released their new hardware, and mixed results. But we have all the major hardware manufacturers that are introducing their new era of video games. And one thing is for sure. The year is 2013. We will know very, very soon, very shortly, within the next few months, about the technical and the specifications and the goals and philosophy of the new console hardware from the major console manufacturers, Microsoft and Sony. Okay? So, what does that mean? It means there's a lot of rumor and speculation out there. It means there's a lot of crap flying around. And as a matter of fact, when I ask this question, who knows, maybe 10 things could change about it before I even go to answer the question next week. But I wanted to ask about some of the things that are happening right now in terms of new console hardware that I think is important to take a look at. Several of you might have known, have heard about this, but it was announced this week that the PlayStation 4 is going to have PlayStation 3 backwards compatibility in as much as you can stream the game over the internet. So, you can play old PS3 games on your PS4 as a streaming device. That's all that's really been talked about. Okay, this is an interesting concept. I had to think about this for a while. I kind of baked on it a little bit. And I thought about asking a question in regard to that for this week. So the Weekly Ringer for, and the question for next week's Weekly Ringer is going to go something like this. Are you more likely to buy a PlayStation 4 because of its streaming backwards compatibility? Now, I'm going to go ahead and do something that I don't normally do, which is kind of set the answers into different segments, okay? And you can all answer to any of these, none of these, whatever you like. But I want you to answer this question in regards to it being PS3 only. And then I want you guys to think a little bit about the generality of backwards compatibility. If you could stream other things, do you like the idea of a PS4 being a streaming console? That's another kind of concept here. So two things, you know, that's the PS3 backwards compatibility, and just kind of backwards compatibility in general, being it's streaming. And then number three is backwards compatibility as it relates to PS2 and PS1, right? So in other words, heritage Sony products being able to be streamed to your PlayStation, or at least being available to the PlayStation 4. Does that at all make it attractive to you? Does it make it more attractive to you? Does it seal the deal? You're in because of the fact that you're going to be able to protect the investment that you had in all these other games, and now you're going to be able to play them on your PlayStation 4. Does that get you where you need to be? Or does it even matter? Or do you not care about this whatsoever? Interesting question. Sure, there's going to be a lot of great responses for next week. I want to thank you guys for watching, as always. I want to thank you for those of you that actually just listen now to the MP3 version. And I want to invite all of you. If you have thoughts about the Weekly Ringer, please, chat them back at me. Here's a couple ways you can do that. Number one, please follow me on Twitter. I am on Twitter now. I am at It's the Commodore, all one word, ITSTHE, Commodore, on Twitter. Please become my followers. I need more followers this week. I feel lonely. So go ahead, follow me on Twitter. If you would like to also send me a direct message, you can do so at Commodore128@clanofthegreywolf.com, or you can send me a private message via the website. All of the above. Or, you know, if you have one over, you know, preferentially over the other, please go ahead and jump in and send me through your medium of choice. I will definitely get back to you, or at the very least, if you have a suggestion for the Weekly Ringer, go ahead and toss it my way. If you just like to make ridiculous comments on Twitter, I am game for that, because that's all I really do as well. Anyway, a good amount of fun is had by all. Go ahead and become of a kind of greater conversation that's happening here at the Clan of the Grey Wolf. In any case, thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening, those of you that are listening on MP3. And thank you for being a part of the Weekly Ringer here on clanofthegreywolf.com. I am the Commodore, and there is no reset button.